Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering time. Use your hey, I was wondering, get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. We are rolling into the week. Hi, mixers, writes Becca. I don't know if I've ever been called a mixer. Oh. Hi, mixers. I had a feeling that trick or treat would be canceled this year. My question is, will there be trunk or treat and will it be canceled? You know, that's the new trend that a lot of elementary schools are doing in the parking lot with classmates and their parents. Are parents still on board with this idea because of COVID? Thanks so much, mixers. Becca. She slid into our DMs for that one.
By okay, all right.
Good. Anybody know about trunk or treat?
Well, it was on the list of, didn't we read from the CDC last week, a list of things that are like high, medium, and low risk?
Yeah.
And I think that one was in the same category of risk, which would be high, as regular trick or treating.
Yeah, who cares what they say, but will it happen?
Oh, well, it'll probably happen.
That. There's a lot of stuff they're saying high risk, people are going, forget it, I'm doing it anyway.
Right.
Yeah. You but think it's happening? Yeah. Has anybody heard of it happening?
It's weird because I do. All I've been really hearing about is people trying to come up with ideas. But I haven't. I don't know for sure how people are going to roll it out. But I think they will. I mean, I think it's going to happen in some form or fashion. And maybe different neighborhoods or will it be doing it different ways.
So this concept is they go in a parking lot and the kids go around to the trunks versus the houses for whatever reason.
Yeah, this has been going on for, well, for example, like in our municipal building, they will do that a bunch. And then you're like next to the snow plows and the dump trucks and stuff. And
well, exciting. Nothing screams Halloween like a snow plow.
Exactly. You get to see some stuff you might not ordinarily see.
And all that being said, is there a possibility that that people might say, hey, screw you, government. We're going to have Halloween anyway. You might want to stock up on candy because I read something else. Everybody else is. Candy sales this year are up 13% over last year.
Wow.
Which is shocking. That's a shocking thing, given the fact that you keep hearing it's not going to happen, yet for some reason people are going to your neighborhood Walgreens and Jewels and that kind of thing and buying Halloween candy in groupings of much or more so than last year.
Right.
So is this like alcohol? It's like a stress thing? Like people are just
I don't know.
More candy,
I don't know.
Halloween
or could it
candy?
Be, you know, could it be foreshadowing of what's coming up? Who knows?
There is that Reese's. I don't know if you guys have seen the Reese's commercial. I saw it over the weekend where it's like, it'll be just like last year when you buy all the Reese's for the kiddos and then eat it yourself.
Yeah. Sorry. Not sorry.
Exactly.
I guess we'll wait to see. Anybody know? Anybody heard about any Halloween trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating in your neighborhood? 312-233-1019. Hi, Ernesto.
Hey, good morning.
You have some trick-or-treating information?
Well, first, I got to tell you, chips in my windshield was my album in college, but we're not here to discuss that.
Look at Eric.
Little radio fit for you there, Eric.
Right out of the gate with the comedy. Way to go, Ernesto. Why don't you just drive straight in here and I'll go home? I'm all on board with that deal.
A little hard to do from the Ryan, but so down there in New Lenox, I believe it's close to Whip's parents' house. They announced like a week or so ago, and in fact, Fox News was out covering it. Trick or treating is proceeding as planned.
Proceeding as planned. Get in the game, says New Lenox. Slap on your costume and let's roll. Wow.
But I got to tell you, the rules are a little vague. Masks optional, gloves, whatever.
Right.
And the parents on Facebook have gone nuts.
In what way?
Some are saying it's not safe. I'm not going to do it. Others are saying, come to my house. Masks are optional. If I sneeze on your candy, I'm sorry, but it's going out the door anyhow. And
wow.
That's good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We're not trick-or-treating.
Okay. You're not going to do it?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. You're staying home and locking the door. Turning the lights off. Keep them away.
Pretty much.
All right. I see that. All right. Thanks for the info, Ernesto.
We talked about something else Friday. I can remind you, though. Elk Grove has done something where the mayor of Elk Grove says he was sitting at a stoplight and had this revelation. He said, why don't we have houses that want to do trick-or-treating place a green sign by their door, houses that don't want to do it, a red sign, and you can go to the ones that have the green sign and do not do the communal candy bowl thing outside. Don't do that.
Gotcha.
So that's what Elk Grove is doing.
Do you think the ones with red are going to get egged more or teepeed?
Only with a bunch of rogue teenagers out on the loose. Interestingly, too, I was out to lunch and heard a group of what appeared to be mothers at the table next to me as a lunch talking about, you know, trick-or-treating and
what to do.
And the hybrid school model. And mm-hmm. they're like, yeah, I just overheard them. They're like, our school's going back to hybrid, but I don't know if I'm going to be sending the kids back.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other moms like, oh, do you feel uncomfortable? She's like, well, we've got a couple of trips planned to Florida this fall, and I hate to miss those. So,
we're
just
going
to keep the kids home so that we can go to Florida, and they'll just learn from there rather than go back. And the other one's like, don't you think that's kind of sending the wrong message a little bit? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm concerned too, but we've got these trips planned. So,
why change it now?
You know what the funny thing about that is? I thought of this. If you're learning at home, why do you ever have to not have a day of school? You know, you could do e-learning from Florida, too.
Yeah, so that was their point.
Yeah,
They could still do their trip.
Right.
And you could learn down there rather than go to school.
Right.
But, you know, it's also basically, if this continues to be the case, forget snow days. Those days are over.
Well, I think that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
I think this is what everybody has now learned. Oh, crap, we're never going to be able to say, just because we can't get to school, you don't have school.
There's no more days off anymore.
Right.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly right.
No more snow days.
You guys are scaring me.
Are you still going to school?
I just love snow days.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We don't have those here. Well, Melissa has those here. But generally, we don't have the policy.
Come on.
You weren't here yet when Melissa called in a potential snow day like 3 days in advance and said, I'm not going to be here Thursday. It's supposed to snow a lot that day. And so I'm just letting you guys know I'm not going to be in because I probably won't be able to make it. And we're like, well, that's 3 days from now. You have a lot of planning. I can't make it.
Oh, you can't plan ahead.
You're kind of like the moms that were planning the, you know, we don't want to send the kids back to school. Are you concerned about their well-being? No, we've got a trip to Florida. Oh, okay.
The snow days are also usually the ones where the whole office gets to stay home because it's life-threatening, but morning show, you're in.
We'll see you in there.
Public needs you.
A lot of food talk. The most devoured comfort foods of 2020. Pizza, hamburger, ice cream, french fries, and mac and cheese. You know what I had over the weekend, too? Another one I haven't had forever.
What'd you have?
Corn dog.
Corn dog? Do you dip it in ketchup?
Yeah, I combine the ketchup and mustard together.
Yeah.
Sounds like you haven't had a
corn dog in forever. It's fantastic.
You're living over there is what
really
you're doing.
Mary, when it comes time to comfort food for 2020, what's it been?
French fries.
French fries. Can't beat it. That always makes a list. Julie, you're voting what?
Buttery kettle corn.
Buttery kettle corn.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
And number three, give Bill some what?
A grilled cheese sandwich.
Grilled cheese. Can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with a grilled cheese. And number two, Nick.
Oh, that would have to be those special Rice Krispie treats from Potillo's on Pulaski.
All right. These special ones from Potillo's.
Yeah,
I forgot all about Potillo's over there on Pulaski. And finally, in at number one, when it comes time for comfort, Linda, it's what?
Raw cookie dough.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I always hear the warnings about that, and I always ignore them.
Yeah, so
there's on Pinterest, they have the non-egg one.
Yeah,
so
I've seen that.
So you can make them healthier. Yeah.
I like to go in and just throw caution to the wind and just get the egg ones. And if it takes me, then it takes me happy.
It's going to go someday anyway.
It tastes so different. Yeah. It just does. Cooking it is good and everything, but when it's raw.
You know, when you seek comfort, many Americans are finding comfort in their cars or did find comfort in their cars during the pandemic. Where do you go in order to find comfort, Jason?
The Home Depot Garden Center.
I could see that.
Oh, yeah. They have any fountains there?
I could see that.
Sorry?
Maybe not. Any fountains, like a fountain for your yard you could pick up maybe while you're there?
Oh, maybe. You know, plenty of plants. Morton Arboretum was closed, so it was the next best thing, you know?
It's very soothing, the smells of like when you're gardening the mulch.
When you're in the glass part area, there's always birds that come in there, so they're always flying around and birds are always chirping.
Yeah, I would find that very stressful.
No.
Birds and stuck inside, that's not comforting.
They do. No, they're chirping. It sounds so pretty.
It's not. Well, then go outside near a tree. Don't, because they're chirping and slamming into the glass trying to get out of there. That's not relaxing.
They're supposed to be getting calm.
You need a little more relaxation, Eric.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. When you need to find comfort.
So I water the grass with the garden hose, not the sprinkler.
I can see that, too.
Stand there
with the hose back and forth yourself, back and forth, the sound of the water.
Very relaxing.
Anybody tries to get close to you to talk to you, you just turn the hose in their direction. They stay away.
Yeah, exactly. Not a bad idea.
It
works nicely. I like this idea, too, Samantha. When you seek comfort, you do what?
I turn my dryer on every single night now.
Turn the dryer on with no clothes in there. Just let it go.
It doesn't have to be clothes. I can put one towel in there. It's just that repetition, that noise.
Right.
It just clears my mind. Yes. Yeah. And it's in my basement, so it's not too loud.
Right. You go down to your basement to get away. Do you sit there next to the dryer? Do you sit on the dryer?
No, I turn it on and then I go to bed.
Then you go to bed.
Yeah, because I can hear it upstairs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You got a bed down in the basement next to the dryer?
Sleep right on the dryer.
Yeah, you know, they say, like, you know, when you have a newborn and you can't put them to sleep, sometimes you put them on top of the dryer, turn it on.
I've done that.
Right to sleep.
Yeah.
There you go. It's like riding in a car.
I once would sit by the dryer, you know, for 5-10 minutes and read a book while the dryer goes.
Really?
Yeah, it's very soothing.
As an adult?
Oh, yeah. Very, very soothing. Nice. Viola's like, you read books as an adult?
I
only did it under obligation as a child.
And barely then.
Yeah, no more reading unless it's, you know, to see what somebody posted on the gram. This is the time each and every morning we find out what everybody else is talking about. Top three things trending on Twitter right now. Over at the social media desk is Violetta. You have them figured out?
I sure do.
Okay, at number three.
Coming in at number three, happy birthday, Gwyneth Paltrow. She posted a picture in nothing but her birthday suit yesterday to celebrate her 48th birthday near some woods. It's not really like a sexual picture. She's just laughing, covering
that
up.
That would be weird.
Well, yeah.
She posted a sexual picture.
Yeah, she's covering up, you know, all the goodies.
So she's looking sexy.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's not looking sexy. It's like playful.
She's as though she's frolicking naked in the woods.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it weird that I searched it yesterday to find it?
No, because I saw the headline. I did too.
Did you?
Yeah, I wanted to see what she looked like.
Yeah.
How she's posing.
All right.
A lot of people are commenting on the picture. Celeb friends like Courtney Cox, Naomi Campbell, Olivia Wilde praising her, while her 16-year-old daughter, though, simply wrote, "Mom," in all caps.
Anything you would ever consider doing, Melissa? A picture like that to celebrate a big birthday and life and,
you know, I
health
actually...
and freedom and freedom? I'm celebrating freedom.
Freedom? Yeah.
Freedom to frolic in the woods naked.
You know, if I could do it tastefully.
Yeah, well, she did.
Yeah, I might do that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd show too many people.
Well, your birthday's in what? A week?
Yeah.
A week and a half?
That's about right.
I'm just saying.
Are you telling me what to do?
Well,
should I do it?
I'm not telling you. I'm just asking.
No,
she did it for her birthday.
I should do it.
She did it for her birthday. I asked you if it was something you would do. You said yes, and I just reminded you your birthday's coming up.
It is. I know. You're planting a seed.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Utopia premiered on Friday on Amazon Prime, and everyone who binged the 8 episodes can't help but notice that it's totally 2020 in a nutshell. Even though the show is based from a 2013 British series, even though it's been in works for years, different networks, different writers have worked on it. Nobody can ignore just how timely it is. The show has a deadly flu going from cities to city. The word pandemic is always used and thrown around. A vaccine is being rushed to production, and angry moms are protesting the quarantine restrictions. So it's just so weird how they nailed this in 2020, and everybody's just kind of, you know, making note of that.
Watching life on screen.
I know, so weird.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
Baby news. Mandy Moore is the latest to announce that she is expecting her first child. She's first-time mom. They posted, her and her husband, Taylor Goldsmith, posted the sweetest black and white photos with her little baby bump in it, and everybody's really excited. I personally thought Mandy Moore was a lot older. She just seems like super mature to me.
Because she's the mom on This Is Us.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody's used to seeing
her.
She's
been around a long time.
She's only 36.
Mm-hmm. Mandy Moore and This Is Us. I keep seeing the promos. That returns like in 3 weeks or 2 weeks or tomorrow or something.
Get ready to cry.
I can hardly wait. Phone lines are jammed. Wow. New survey says 25% of people are addicted to online shopping. Melissa said she gets about, I don't know, 5 packages a week, 5 days a week.
Close, yeah. Sometimes
Whip says, I'm in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Violetta's like, I don't do that. I go to the store.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. I want to test the second hand of this survey, or the second part. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How many days a week do you get a package on your doorstep?
I'd say 5 to 6, and I even got some yesterday on Sunday.
Oh, wow. You are hardcore. Yeah, so you would consider yourself addicted to online shopping, much like Melissa?
100%.
All right. The true sign that you're addicted to online shopping, 10% of the people who are addicted say they know their delivery driver by name.
Oh.
Do you know the name of your delivery driver, Carrie?
I
do not.
You do not. Okay. All right. There we go. Thank you, Carrie. Samantha.
Good morning.
Also addicted to online shopping.
Absolutely.
Do you know your delivery driver by name?
I do not, unfortunately.
No.
Unfortunately.
I'd like to. Going to see if we can find somebody. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Eric. Love your show.
Thanks. So you get packages pretty much nonstop?
Pretty much.
Do you know your delivery driver by name?
Mike.
Mike.
What a nice guy.
So if what you order today, you know Mike's going to show up tomorrow with it, huh?
Absolutely. About 3 o'clock every day.
Oh, here comes Mike.
He's got a schedule. Guy.
Hi, Mike. Kevin.
Yes.
Do you know your delivery driver by name, Kevin?
I did up until a few years ago. His name was Earl, but we moved.
Oh, I see. So you got to meet a new guy.
So I don't know the new guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Whip, who knows the drive-thru guy at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
That's right. Right now, David is the only one left.
Lisa.
Good morning. Of course you have to know your driver's name.
What's yours?
Jack.
Jack the driver.
Oh.
Jack.
How many times a week do you see Jack?
Well, Jack is FedEx, and we see him probably 3 to 4 days a week. Uh-huh. But Amazon is definitely 7 days a week.
Okay. All right. And they rotate. You got a lot of people to meet.
That's
there.
That's the problem. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. There's always a different delivery person.
Amanda.
Yes.
Do you get packages a lot?
To the point where the neighbor's kids call the UPS truck the Miss Amanda truck.
The Miss Amanda truck. Now the truck has a name. And do you know your UPS driver's name?
You know, I don't, but I did recognize him like one town over one day, and we both nodded and waved.
Right. Yeah.
I'll see you in about 45 minutes. I've got your stuff right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the sign of trouble. Oh, your blood pressure is going up. It's not your fault. I mean, it's their fault. You know, them. The other people in your house. New sleep study by John Hopkins School of Medicine reveals 14% of snorers make so much noise they increase their partner's blood pressure to dangerous levels.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel the pain.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a snorer in your house?
Yeah, Zoom gym snores sometimes.
Wait, you're having sleepovers now?
Wait a second.
You guys are doing sleepovers?
Well, yeah, of course. Silly? Of course
yes,
we are.
Yes, silly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're making me uncomfortable. Is that bad? Is that bad? No, it's not bad. I'm proud.
You silly.
Do you sleep at your house or his house? Do you really want to know? Yeah. Both.
312-233-1019. What do they do? And you know what I'm talking about. Them. That increases your blood pressure. Best answer wins. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
What about them in your house? What do they do?
So what my husband does, because he wants to save room in the garbage can, because garbage bags are so expensive, he will set larger items on the counter and start piling it up, and then later on stick it all in a plastic grocery bag and take it out, because he doesn't want to fill up the garbage can.
Ah, so the garbage is on the counter rather than in the garbage can.
And I can't stand stuff on my countertop.
Right.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts.
Right, right. Saving money.
Yeah.
Garbage bags.
Yeah.
So the garbage goes out on the counter to save it from the bag because the bag is so expensive. You got to keep the bags empty. So we're just going to keep the garbage out of the bag.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that would drive me crazy. Hang on.
Yeah.
Your blood pressure goes up, Mike. What do they do?
Well, it's kind of what I did.
Uh-oh.
We were supposed to trim the trees out in front of the house this weekend, and my wife decided she was run to the store for an hour and was gone for 4 hours and left me alone. And it was
bad move.
A little mistake. I did a minor Mr. T on her magnolia tree, and now it looks like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You chopped down her magnolia tree.
God, you're kidding
me. Well,
maybe
she shouldn't leave.
I left a couple of branches. There's a few still there, she's not happy.
Right.
I bet.
She's like, what'd you do to my tree? I don't know. You left for 4 hours. Yeah. I just kept chopping.
Right. Yeah, what's a man to do?
What do they do that makes your blood pressure go up, Nick?
My wife, and I can set a timer to this, loads the dishwasher the completely wrong way, so every time I empty it, there's knives sticking out, bowls that I can wash.
Yep.
I'm surprised I haven't lost a finger.
Yep.
Yuck.
That's the age-old debate, knife up or knife down.
Down.
Nobody can ever settle it either. And don't even get me started. You got a knife next to a fork sticking up. That's an impalement waiting to happen. What do they do? You know them, Jennifer, that makes your blood pressure go up.
Driving. My husband seems to think that he needs to be the lead car all the time on the expressway and get ahead of everyone.
It's a race.
He'll do 100 miles an hour and just drive me nuts.
Yep. He's not going to take it from that Camry.
Yeah, right.
I mean, do you like? I don't like trailing behind people. I can't see.
Yeah, that's right. Get in front of the pack. What do they do, Jeff, that drives you crazy?
Talk too much.
Come again?
They talk too much.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We get that a lot around here.
Totally.
Yeah.
Always talking, always yapping. Melissa, who's it going to be? Garbage on the counter instead of the garbage bags. Chop down the magnolia tree. Knives poking up in the dishwasher. Heading to the lead of the pack while driving and won't shut their yap.
I'm going to say putting the garbage on top of the countertops.
Right there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Megan, it makes absolutely zero sense what he's trying to accomplish.
I know, I agree.
Why doesn't he just take the boxes out to the recycling?
Well, exactly, or take like the cup holders and rip them up into pieces and stick it in the recycling side instead of putting it on the counter.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows the counter is where you pile up all the mail that you don't need.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're out of room.
Yeah. You got to pile the right crap on there. Signs you're ready to start dating again after a breakup. This is a good topic for a Monday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good fresh start to the week.
Yeah, sure.
Fresh start to your life.
Yeah.
The clear sign that you're ready to move is something that you aren't doing. Usually it'll be something you are doing that say, okay, now that you're doing that, you're ready. This is now you're not doing that and you're ready.
Yeah, first I was confused, but I think I know the answer.
What do you think it is, Jeff?
Well, is it when you not stalk their social media anymore?
That is a great answer. Also, probably a good sign, Jeff. In fact, I believe it does make the list. In at number two, you've cleared your ex out of your social media life is a sign that you're ready to start dating again. But it's very close. It's not what you are doing. It's what you aren't doing, Caitlin.
Hi, yes, that you're not thinking about them anymore.
That is exactly
right.
Stop thinking about them. Stop talking about them. It's like they never even existed.
Yeah.
Right, because you just don't care.
When you have stopped thinking or talking about your ex all the time, it's a sign you're ready to start dating again after a breakup. You ever gone through a bad breakup, Caitlin?
Oh, just recently. So it's fresh in my mind.
Really?
Oh,
have you stopped talking about him?
He actually moved to Germany, so he's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
That actually makes it easier.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to run into him at Juul.
Yeah. Right.
Unless you're in Munich.
Yeah.
The Juul in Munich. I believe they have Juuls in Munich.
Yeah.
Signs you're ready to start dating again after a breakup. Number one, you aren't thinking or talking about your ex all the time. Number two, you've cleared your ex out of your social media life, because that's where we live.
Mm-hmm.
That is life. Instagram is life. Number three. You realize you aren't reminiscing about them very much. You know, the good old days.
Yeah.
Are now kind of the what old days?
Huh.
Number four, you start revisiting your favorite interests and hobbies.
Oh, the ones that they made you tuck away.
Yeah.
The things you're back doing that for yourself again.
Remember, she told you you had to quit drinking so much beer, and now you can get back to beer drinking.
Yeah.
Good times. You like the idea of having someone new in your life. Remember that, Melissa? You hit that about 6 months ago.
That
takes most people maybe a year to get to. It took you 40 or 50.
I don't do anything normal.
Mm-hmm. The butterflies return in at number six. When the butterflies return, it's ready to start dating again.
Then you have that excitement inside your belly that you want. You're excited to meet somebody. It feels exciting.
That's what I had when I had too much coffee this weekend on the golf course. I had a little too much excitement in my belly. Something about it.
Oh my God.
Excitement in your belly. Number seven, you're saying yes more than no.
It means you're less negative, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And finally, number eight, you don't need to date, you want to date.
Oh.
That's, I think, where you finally got, Melissa. You don't need to date, you want to date.
Yeah, totally.
Because all that stuff going on in your belly.
When stories false two are true,
Guess the fake, maybe a prize for you.
Huh?
Get ready to lose your mind with Melissa's Monday
Headlines.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't get what note you hit there. But it's not important. It's time to meet our contestant. Or it's our third installment of Melissa's Monday Headlines.
Number three.
Okay.
Wow, 3 weeks.
All right, third time's the charm. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning.
I don't know whether to congratulate you or tell you I'm sorry, but you're caller number seven.
Okay.
All right. You will compete on Melissa's Monday Headlines. You know how the game works?
I do.
All right. Melissa will read you three headlines. One of them ain't real, as they say. You pick out the ain't real one, you win. And you feel free to use Whip, Violetta, or myself as a resource. We have no idea what she's done, okay?
True.
Okay.
So true.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go with Melissa's Monday headline number one.
All right. Illinois man has kept Richard Nixon's unfinished sandwich for 60 years.
Nixon's unfinished sandwich. Headline number two.
Man spotted wearing live snake as mask on city bus.
Live snake. And headline number three.
Raw milk blamed for hair growth on bottom of man's foot.
Oh, yuck, what?
Raw milk, hair growth. Okay. All right. Would you like those read back to you again one more time, Lauren?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's get headline number one.
All right. Illinois man has kept Richard Nixon's unfinished sandwich for 60 years.
Number two.
Man spotted wearing live snake as a mask on city bus.
And number three.
Raw milk blamed for hair growth on bottom of man's foot.
All right, it's your job, Lauren, to identify the fake headline of those three that Melissa wrote. Which one do you think it is? Do you feel confident?
I feel confident of one that's real, but of the other two, I don't even know what raw milk is.
Uh-huh, yes, that is true. That is true. Which one are you confident that is it's real?
I feel like the snake thing because the mask situation, yeah. There's pros and cons out there, so somebody could have...
I can tell you, Lauren, I don't have the information, but I can tell you that is 100% real. Oh, I saw that story.
Okay, so I felt like the mask situation was probably part of today's world, yeah.
All right, so then you're down to two, either the Richard Nixon sandwich or the raw milk caused hair growth on feet.
Oh, I just
okay. Is there any more information? Like, was that where was the raw milk situation?
Sorry,
is that allowed?
You only get the headline.
That's it. But I get where you're coming from. I can see why you'd want more.
Yeah. What was the whole headline again? There, was it whole milk?
Raw milk.
Oh yeah.
Blamed for hair growth on bottom of man's foot.
And the other headline was.
Illinois man has kept Richard Nixon's unfinished sandwich for 60 years.
Man, this is hard. It really is.
They're both ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you have an inkling?
This whole thing is ridiculous. Whip, what do you think? If you were to give Lauren guidance.
I happen to have seen one of those other stories, so I know which one is real, so I have to kind of recuse.
Okay.
I didn't see them on Melissa's desk. I'm just saying, I saw the one story out there.
Violetta, what kind of guidance would you give Lauren?
I think she was right almost in thinking, like, what is raw milk? Like, did Melissa just make that up?
Okay.
Like, is that real?
Right.
And we are in Illinois, so maybe the Nixon story sandwich is relevant to Whip seeing it. I don't know. What do you think?
Lauren, what do you think?
Eric.
Me? I don't know. I dozed off for a second. I'm sorry. Sorry. I nodded off just for a second. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Come on. Wake up. Wake up.
I would think the raw milk one seems a little odd to me.
And that was your first inkling, so maybe go with your gut.
Yeah, raw milk is just, you don't even, that's not even accurate verbiage.
Okay, so you're going to go with headline number three as Melissa's fake headline?
Yes, I am.
Melissa, headline number three, Lauren says, is she correct or incorrect?
You are correct.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
She made that up.
Yeah, you do. Nobody's got raw milk causing hair to grow on their feet.
I love that I can get you to think.
Well done. According to reports, Lizzo is set to be the next guest on My Next Guest, the David Letterman series on Netflix.
David Letterman
has put Lizzo and Kim Kardashian on the list for his interviews for season 3.
Love it.
the streaming platform's third season, has a four-episode roster. It's going to be Lizzo, then Kim Kardashian, then Dave Chappelle, then Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
Okay.
Keep your eye out for that.
Yeah.
When you're watching TV, keep your eye out for this. SNL, you know it's coming back. Chris Rock will host the first live episode since the pandemic. That will return this coming Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah, Chris Rock handling it. And all 45 seasons of SNL are coming to Peacock next week. So if you watch the Peacock Network.
NBC streaming.
I've been checking the Peacock Network out a little
bit. It's a cute name.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Peacock.
Rooney Mara and Joaquin Phoenix have welcomed a baby. You know, we're talking about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel having a surprise baby.
Right.
Now Rooney Mara and Joaquin Phoenix have welcomed a baby boy and named him River.
I know, after his brother.
Yep.
That's cute.
That's nice. We got this covered. Says Disney wants Ryan Reynolds to star in two upcoming live-action remakes.
Ooh.
They want him to portray Commander Lyle Rourke in Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
Cool. I loved Atlantis.
And they also want Ryan Reynolds to portray Tarzan.
Oh.
And it's
like
comedy,
that.
Right?
I don't know. I'm guessing there will be some comedic elements to it.
Yeah.
But they are described as live action remakes.
Yeah, Disney's doing all their old cartoons live action.
Yeah.
But there continuing already is a Tarzan live action.
The website says Disney will take Chris Pratt if Ryan doesn't want to play Tarzan. So Ryan Reynolds gets first shot, followed by Chris Pratt as Tarzan.
I almost think Chris Pratt would be better in that one.
How do you think Chris feels about that? They'll take Chris Pratt if Ryan can't do it.
Chris Pratt doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who gets too worked up about anything.
Maybe he's going to open a Michelob Ultra and be just okay.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg beer is now available. CBS says Sam Adams is re-releasing the beer inspired by the late Supreme Court Justice. The When There Are Nine Brute Style IPA debuted in 2019. It was available for a limited time. The new batch will be available starting October 9th.
RBG.
She had her own beer. Man finds 9-carat diamond in Arkansas State Park.
Oh, I saw this story.
Yeah, 9 carats.
Mm. Wait, like a diamond or like the ring? Or just like a diamond rock?
Kevin Kennard of Maumelle found the second largest diamond in the 48-year history of Crater of Diamonds State Park over Labor Day.
Wow.
The diamond he located, the bank manager, discovered 9.07-carat diamond at the state park in southwestern Arkansas after thinking the precious gem was nothing more than a piece of glass.
Good thing he kept it and had it checked.
The diamond's value is unclear, but a 3.3-carat gem found in 1980 was worth around $35,000. So this one is likely worth thousands more.
It's like a true treasure.
Yeah, that's what it is. New ad, speaking of true treasure, exotic dancers.
Oh, they're treasures all the time.
There's a new ad that's using exotic dancers to encourage voting. Using the strippers and lingerie to encourage voters to get your booty to the poll.
Hey, hey.
Get it?
Uh-huh.
See what they did there?
Yeah.
Ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Austria is welcoming back skiers, but no dancing on the bars will be allowed. I guess it's a thing in Austria.
Okay.
Skiers this winter must sit at tables and bars rather than dance on them, the government said Thursday, outlining plans to rein in the country's ski parties that have fueled the spread of coronavirus.
Okay.
There's a viral baker that's created a freaky selfie cake and then slices right into it. She slices her head right in half.
Oh.
I mean, you see different videos of cakes and you can't even tell they're cakes until someone cuts them?
Oh, yeah. That is freaky.
This actually looks like this woman's head and it cuts right into it and it's a cake.
So it looks 3D?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
It is 3D.
It is?
It's a cake.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cake. The video showing off the hyper-realistic cake, she casually slices into various sections of her own head to reveal the spongy interior.
That is so crazy.
Maybe we could post that, Violetta.
Well, maybe we're going to do it on trending on Twitter.
Maybe we're going to do it on trending on Twitter. Boy, I feel terrible about that.
Oh.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
It finally happened to somebody else.
No.
And now, finally, for your weekend wrap-up, I don't know if you've heard the news. Yeah, Vin Diesel. Hmm. He's a dance music kind of guy.
He's got a nice voice.
Yeah, that's because it's got a lot of harmonizing.
Yeah, where's his voice in there?
It's not really in there. Vin Diesel drops his first single, Feel Like I Do, which I believe you're also going to get during trending on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
Violetta has nothing.
Yeah, he did that with Kygo.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear more of it. Not really.
No.
Trending on Twitter. I hijacked two of the three items from Violetta. You know, all you have to do is one item then if you want.
No, I got two. I got three.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
I have two legitimate ones and one funny one.
I can't wait for the comedy.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, your top three, our second look in at number three.
Okay, we're starting off with some music, too. Jason Derulo's Savage Love is a hit song all over the place, all over TikTok. And earlier this morning, fans were speculating that BTS has a collab with Jason Derulo on the way. And just about 29 minutes ago, BTS confirmed the news, and they say it's coming out soon.
Oh, great.
I know.
All right.
That was a legitimate
one. You're so excited.
When is that happening? Do we know?
It's coming out soon.
All right. Soon is good. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The first time around, we told you about Mandy Moore expecting her first child. And now we're filling you in on This Is Us, which resumes production and moved up its season 5 premiere date. Originally, it was going to be in November. Now it's going to be in October, which is right around the corner. The show also says that it's going to be hitting coronavirus head on in the storyline. So there's that.
Okay. And trending on Twitter. Number one, is this the comedy?
I mean, kind of. If
that
I deliver
that
it
wasn't
right.
The funny one, right?
All right, no. Waiting for the funny.
Okay,
here it comes.
Like every Monday, hashtag Monday Motivation is trending, and we, as in Eric in the Morning, also added to this trend by posting a bad joke on all of our social media pages.
Oh,
so you can
God.
Go check that out and start your day off with a laugh at Eric Morning Mix. That was it, but it's a really good joke. Well, it's kind of a bad joke, but it's funny in its badness.
What is it?
You want to hear it? Okay. Why do hippies like camping?
Why?
Why? Because it's intense, man.
Tense.
I got it, Whip. Oh, I got it. I got it.
I got it.
But go check it out on our social, too.
Really glad that Captain Hollywood thinks this is the future.
And follow us.
Man, this is the future, man. Doing stuff like this. This is the future.
No one said the future was bright.
I don't want to go to the future. I don't want to. Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.